Nation.
To satisfy you now.
Damn, give a nigga remote control.
Hey, man, turn for that shit.
Niggas should be reading.
Are you one of these celebrities caught up on these groupie dips? Or do you just flat out give them too much credit? Well, I'm Dr. Allover of the Industry Help Institute. We're here for you. We've been there.
Yo, this shit ain't
Call
real,
this
dude.
Number at the bottom of the screen. It goes 1-900-OVER. 1-900-OVER. 1-900-OVER.
1-900-OVER. I would give anything to swing hand in hand with her, but I was just a blur, I couldn't blame. Why give up fortune and then fame for a nigga who can barely afford his name? So the dame kept aim at the stars. I'm often thinking about it when I'm waiting on calls across the border. Make sure my rhyme's in order, cause that moment could be near, and it was. Now my attorney's telling me to sign here, so I appear and perform international. The time came, she stepped to me, I thought rational. But she knew that I wanted it, she walked around in front of it like a peacock. I knocked the Reebok, now she jock, blowing up my pack tail and my doorbell. I had to check myself as well, love boat won't sail, cause I'm no captain, let them know from the start. I let you break me off, but I won't let you break my heart.
Surrounded by bitches. Now this is the most incredible shit in Slim Kid history. So watch if you will. The moment some good shit pop and they be fogging up your grill. Overly thrilled to get you in your ass like Massengill. Still burning shit now when I'm still learning. I'm not to fuck with your baby or make you my old lady. You just overcast and your ass is shady. Trying to block the sunlight with all of that hype. But now I'm discontinuing all of this pipe that I've been laying. As long as you keep swaying to another cruise tempo, I gotta let you go when that's simple. So get it through your two tempos, because I'm trying to live fatter than a blimp hoe. And you exempt, and I won't simp on the write off. So step out my world and turn the light off.
Was my high school sweetheart down from start, when all I had was high hopes, my health and my art. But when I got my fame, she became unsure if I could still feel the same when I came off tour. I said for sure, cause what God gave us, girl, I'm grateful. No need to be insecure, baby, your nigga's faithful. So now I'm off doing dates in a gang of states, and as my status elevates, I see the baddest eights at the backstage gate, looking great straight, waiting for a nigga. So now I figure, hey, I only live once, I'm going all out today. Made a call out to LA to say what I had to say.
Nah, I still love you, but it's just, hey, I gotta.
Hey, that's bullshit. If you still love me, then you wouldn't be
true. Hey, it's a dick thing.
Yo, man, let's rip, live.
Hey, I gotta be out, man.
Now I get back the very next week, only to learn the tables turned like a technique. 1200, last thing in the world that I wanted was my girl going out every night getting blunted and suited with a clique of well-known, reputed groupie hoes from all the hip-hop shows. Backstage with a little backpack trying to get chose by another nigga with talent, wealth, and fame. Oh, I suppose, I guess I got myself to blame for turning her out into a hip-hop freak. Now I seek counseling from a therapist twice a week.
Instantly she made another selection, cause he was in the line for had the money connection. Correction, way more paid is why she laid and played the charade in the game of deception. This mysterious mistress is just an actress of the mattress, cause she's a wannabe mattress. Well built but equipped with the tackiest of tactics. And I hate it, why this is dedicated to all of them type of women who still be swimming, lost and confused in the lake of illusion with no values, is why they're constantly losing.